Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
The State Department of Transportation has received an $81 million federal grant to replace the I-70 bridge at Mid-Missouri's Roachport. Governor Parson says the funding will allow the existing bridge to be used during construction of the new bridge. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schott says motorists would have faced 3 to 8 hour backups without the grant under a rehabilitation.
When you put a commerce that goes across I-70, basically in those types of traffic jams, you know, 7-8 hour traffic jams, the reality of what that really costs at the end of the day is astronomical.
MoDOT says the 59-year-old bridge is in poor condition. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says law enforcement in Missouri has made significant progress in the past 9 months to ensure sex offenders comply with the state's registration law.
Galloway also said in a press release that law enforcement has made progress updating the database that provides the public with information about offenders. Her audit done last October found that 1,259 registered sex offenders failed to follow the law requiring them to register, verify their addresses and other information at regular intervals, and to notify law enforcement officials if they move. The report also highlighted a need to improve management of the database and weakness in current state laws. So she praises legislation by State Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield requiring school districts to ensure a criminal background check for all volunteers who may be periodically left alone with students. That went into a bill that was signed into law. There are about 19,000 registered sex offenders living in Missouri. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
A 21-year-old woman from the St. Louis area has been found dead near the Ole Miss campus in Mississippi, and authorities suspect foul play. Allie Costiel was a 2016 graduate of Lindbergh High School. Her body was found with gunshot wounds on Saturday. The investigation is in its early stages. The state's new system matching names of unclaimed property owners to those with delinquent child support has blown the previous year's total out of the water. Elisa Nelson files this report.
In Missouri, roughly $2.3 billion is owed to parents who have primary custody. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick says in 2018, his office's manual process of matching unclaimed property owner names to those owing child support paid a couple $100,000 in child support. In the first run on a new electronic method, $2 million has helped to pay down 18,000 child support accounts. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The Highway Patrol's bomb squad responded to an apartment in northeast Missouri's Knox County yesterday after a report of a grenade in the apartment of a woman who had died recently. Anna Harris's late husband was a World War II and Korean War veteran. A family representative found the grenade while going through her possessions. There were no explosive substances inside of the grenade and no injuries were reported. This is news on Missouri Net.